News Talk 1110 993 WBT. It is the Brett Winterville Show. Today is a big day. It is National Voter Registration Day as we are 7 weeks out from the November elections. 7 weeks. It'll be here before you know it. And I can think of nobody better to visit with than our good friend J. Christian Adams to have him come on and give us his thoughts on, obviously, the importance of registering to vote, but also the need for secretaries of state to clean those voter rolls. Christian Adams joins us now. Thanks so much for making time for us today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about this. Obviously, very important. You want to get folks registered. They want to get out there and vote. But how do we ensure election integrity and honesty and all that sort of stuff as a part of this component?
Right. If you're listening to the show and you're not registered, today's a great reminder that you need to get registered and participate. The country needs you. But I will tell you, a lot of places around the country, like Michigan, for example, they've done a terrible job at cleaning voter rolls, taking the dead off. We have a lawsuit in Michigan where they have 25,000 active dead registrants, some of whom have been dead for 20 years.
Wow.
And so this is a problem around the country, and people can do something about it by keeping your registration up to date and getting registered if you're not registered.
So, is there any legal remedy for holding these states to account for cleaning up those voter rolls? How does one go about participating in that effort?
Well, we're suing Public Interest Legal Foundation is suing Michigan under the National Voter Registration Act, otherwise known as Motor Voter of 1993, and there's a provision in there that allows some parties to sue to get voter rolls cleaned up, but there has to be a real serious problem. It's not just because there's one or two people that shouldn't be on the rolls. So that's what we're doing in Michigan. We've sued Pennsylvania. We've sued places in Texas, Florida, and so this is one of the things we do to try to make the elections run better.
All right. Finally, in this regard, we've just had about 4 million people transit into the United States from outside the country. Are you confident that we're going to be able to enforce voter ID laws, those sorts of things, with an eye towards 7 weeks from now?
Well, good question, because there's really nothing preventing them from registering except the fear that they might get arrested for doing so. There's no citizenship checks. You don't have that in this country when you register to vote. You have to swear under oath that you're a citizen, but that's all there is. There's no secondary steps behind that to check to see if they're really citizens.
Wow. A lot to keep in mind. J. Christian Adams, where do people go to get more information on your organization?
Publicinterestlegal.org. Publicinterestlegal.org.
Appreciate you making time for us today, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You got it. That's Christian Adams with his take on the importance of protecting the franchise of voting. It's a very important story to pay close attention to. All right, I want to take this call from Ralph. Ralph is calling back to our last hour. Ralph, you have thoughts on this NyQuil chicken crazy story that's out there.
Hey, Brett.
Hey.
I've got a great idea for Thanksgiving. I know it's hot right now, but fall's coming. But I've got a new recipe. You're going to take your chicken and wash it real good, clean out the cavity, and you take Vicks Vapor Rub and rub it down really good and put you some eucalyptus in there. And I was just wondering, is that going to be safe?
No, we don't want that. That's not meant to be in a cooked product. No, you can't. That's not safe. The FDA is going to light us up now for that. Vicks VapoRub. Ugh.
That would sting.
Just cook your stuff with regular stuff. Olive oil, seasonings, spices. You don't need decongestant or any of that to be utilized in advancing the flavor of your product. You don't need it. I'm telling you, that's not the way to go. We are a great nation with many great cooks. We are people who some have said we invented the term cuisine. I do believe that's probably not one of our inventions, but we have cuisine. We have We have fast food. I think we've pretty much invented the fast. We got a corner on the fast food market. Lord knows, anytime you export fast food, it's a popular thing. And none of it has decongestant in it. I mean, that's just, look, you're not supposed to combine those things. Food products and drugs are two totally different things, and there's no reason at all. If you've got decongestant issues, then what you need to do is get a big bowl of hot, steaming, actual chicken soup, not with any additional items. You don't need creme de menthe. You don't need Cisco. You don't need any of that. None of that is needed. You cook it in broth. Or you make the broth by adding water and simmering until you have a broth forming there, okay? But we're not doing these added on accoutrements. We're better than that. Okay? We are better than that. That is some Riverside County, California stuff right there, and you don't need that. That is not for you. I'm just telling you right now. It is we are monitoring a number of stories. We got the gas leak. We've also got, as we speak, there's a briefing with the Cabarrus County Schools Superintendent giving an update following some threats on the schools. There, very active news cycle unfolding right in front of our eyes. And it's important to understand that when we look at the challenges that we're facing, we got to be aware of everything. I'm telling you, get rid of the TikTok. That TikTok is not your friend. It's going to lead you to ruin. It will lead you to ruin. You don't need the TikTok. The TikTok is a China plant. And I don't mean plant like something fun. I mean, it's a plant inside of our culture designed to make us do dumb things and then put them on video so that Xi Jinping can laugh at you.